As home prices skyrocket in Williamson County, a once prominent African-American neighborhood there is slowly disappearing. And both Franklin officials and community members say there's little chance anything will be done to protect it from development. WPLN's Alana Watson reports.
Franklin is known for expensive homes and its Civil War history, like the historic Carter House, a major tourist attraction where the Battle of Franklin was fought. But right down the street lies the birthplace of the city's African-American heritage.
How are you?
Natchez Street and the surrounding neighborhood was once the pulse of the city's Black community, a few blocks from downtown Franklin.
Up and down Natchez, it's been a lot of change.
Barbara Sparkman has called Natchez Street home for the last 23 years. Her house is tucked away, leaving room for a huge front yard where her family parks when visiting. She says she loves her neighborhood, but can sense the inevitable changes as she gets invitations from developers to sell her home.
Well, we're just calling. You might want to see if you might want to sell your home. And I told them, no, well, maybe in a year or two you'll to sell it. Nope, I don't think so. I intend on being here until the father comes.
But most residents in the neighborhood don't own their homes like Sparkman, and many of them are unaware of the historical value of their community. During the Civil War, the 24 acres of land known as the Natchez community was home to slaves. A few of them even worked for the Carter House right up the street. And after the war ended, Natchez became a settlement for freed slaves who structured a thriving neighborhood for themselves.
And at one time, Natchez Street was kind of a self-contained community because you had a grocery store here. You had businesses, and so a person, an African-American, could grow up in Franklin, get a good education, and more than likely get a job, a good paying job, and all stay in the community.
Kevin Riggs is a local pastor who spends a lot of time on Natchez Street. He says the street's rich history should be remembered as prominently as the nearby Carter House. The neighborhood once housed a lumber mill, tobacco warehouse, colored high school, and many other African-American-owned businesses. Several bungalow-style homes still have their original brick and stone from the late 1800s. And in 2003, the neighborhood landed a spot on the National Register of Historic Places. But in recent years, Riggs says the fabric of the neighborhood has changed drastically.
This community has this incredible history, and when it gets gentrified, the history's gone. There will be no one on this street who even knows that story.
Many of Natchez's longtime residents have died, leaving historic homes to friends and family members who don't live in the area. And many of those property owners are selling to developers, which is why, as Riggs walks through the neighborhood, he can see an original home worth $200,000 or $300,000 sitting in front of a new building, selling for three times that. And those changes raise property taxes, making it difficult for longtime residents to afford their homes.
I mean, this is gentrification. Okay, and then that's a $1 million home.
You know, I think it's very important that we work to try to protect that area.
Ken Moore is the mayor of the city of Franklin. He says officials can't do much to halt gentrification without a historical overlay. This would protect the look of older houses, and Moore believes it could keep more affordable homes in the area. But Pearl Bransford, an alderman for the city of Franklin, says she struggled to help property owners understand why it's important.
When we learn and understand that this is a significant area, guys, do you all realize what you have here? This is really a historic area, historic neighborhood. It has significance to this city.
Branford says she's even gone door to door, trying to encourage residents to put an overlay in place.
We could never get everybody to agree on that.
But even if residents were to approve an overlay, Pastor Kevin Riggs isn't as optimistic as city officials. He says the homes may be protected, but they will still be sold, remodeled, and put back on the market at a prime rate.
It's going to increase the money per square foot that that house costs. So they're still going to, the gentrification is still going to continue, but it's just going to be more historical looking homes. Now a 900 square foot, 1,000 square foot home is still going to cost $300,000 or $400,000.
To Riggs, the only real solution to gentrification on Natchez is for people who care about the area, like him, to step in and help. He started an organization to buy old homes and renovate them, making them low-income housing for residents. So far, they've converted one property into three apartments and a group home. In the meantime, the neighborhood is still being gentrified, and longtime resident Barbara Sparkman says acknowledging Natchez Street's history doesn't seem to stop it.
A lot of times people stop and read those signs you know, those landmarks or whatever that they have. And I don't know, I still get the calls now to sell, but no, it's not a good feeling. It's not.
She fears that it won't be long until there are no familiar faces on her street. For WPLN News, I'm Alana Watson.